Kamala Harris dodges question on packing Supreme Court. By Alim Bokhari on October 7, 2020. Democrat Vice Presidential Candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, would not deny that a Biden-Harris administration would attempt to pack the Supreme Court, despite being asked repeatedly by Vice President Mike Pence during Wednesday's debate. "When you speak about the Supreme Court, I think the American people really deserve an answer, Senator Harris," said Pence. "Are you and Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden going to pack the court if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed?" There have been 29 vacancies on the Supreme Court during presidential election years from George Washington to Barack Obama. Presidents have nominated in all 29 cases, continued Pence. "But your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules," he added. "Now you've refused to answer the question, Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know. If Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if you somehow win this election, are you going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?" Harris did not answer Pence's question directly, instead giving an anecdote about President Abraham Lincoln declining to nominate a Supreme Court member during an election year. Pence pressed the question. "The American people are voting right now. They'd like to know if you and Joe Biden are going to pack the Supreme Court if you don't get your way in this nomination. Let's talk about packing," retorted Harris. "You gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer. The American people deserve a straight answer. And if you haven't figured it out yet, the straight answer is, they are going to pack the Supreme Court if they somehow win this election. I gotta tell you, people across this country, if you cherish our Supreme Court, if you cherish the separation of powers, you need to reject the Biden-Harris ticket come November 3rd. Harris again dodged the question, instead opting to talk about the lack of diversity and ideological nature of President Donald Trump's judicial appointments. "Let's talk about packing the court then," said Harris. "So, the Trump-Pence administration, because I sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Moderator, Susan Page, as you mentioned, and I've witnessed the appointments for lifetime appointments to federal courts, district courts, courts of appeal, people who are purely ideological. And do you know that of the 50 people who President Trump appointed to the Court of Appeals for lifetime appointments, not one is black? This is what they've been doing. You want to talk about packing the court? Let's have that discussion. I just want the record to reflect, she never answered the question," concluded Pence. "I think the American people know the answer." Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.